News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. So we have the very latest to PPL information, road closure, school announcements, rainfall amounts, wind speeds, and everything else constantly updated at WKOK.com. Matt Catrillo is over at the anchor desk. So start out at WKOK.com, and then we'll read it all on the radio at 7:32 this morning. In the studio with us now, Joanne Trautman is back, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Welcome aboard.
Good morning.
I do appreciate you coming in. We're going to ask you about the Saudi Arabian dinner in a minute, but we're here to talk about the Day of Caring and our Day of Action. And see, that's how you know that I'm old school. Back when it was the Day of Caring, was that about 10 years ago you switched?
Just about, yeah.
Okay. So, Randy Schroer, you cannot talk about the Day of Action without including Randy Schroer. He's been the Day of Action Committee Coordinator for the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way probably for about 15 years. Am I estimating right?
It might even be a little more. I got involved in 2000, and a year or two later, I was the coordinator. So,
well, you remember back in the day, you and I would meet at the United Way headquarters on Market Street. We were in parades and things with the
PR
committee. So they no longer needed me to parade. So I don't know what happened to our banner that we had fashioned. But in any event, okay, so Randy goes way back. He's 19 million times more active than I am in the United Way. I assure you that. So Joanne and Randy, Day of Action. We'll start with Randy. What is it, in case folks forget what this big volunteer day is?
Well, it's an opportunity for people in the community to help out some nonprofit organizations. Every nonprofit generally has budget issues, so things like lawn care, that room that needs painted, those trees that need trimmed, those types of things, they really don't have the budget to pay for that. So this is an opportunity for people in the community to do those types of things for some nonprofits.
All right, so they get out there, and how many volunteers have said they'd like to help out on a Day of Action, April 26th?
We were just, the number I had was 390, but Joanne just told us we had over 400 volunteers this year.
Wow, that's fabulous. Is that up or down previous years?
That's up. That's probably the second highest number that we've had ever since I've been involved.
I wonder why. Joanne, speculate if you don't mind.
Well, I think we have a lot more organizations kind of getting involved in our work and really wanting to partner. So Bucknell University is one of their service fraternities is bringing a group. We, again, have Shikellamy participating, and we're so grateful for everything they've done. And they always bring a large group. But sort of adding to our anthracite, we have a couple new volunteer agencies or corporations from over there who are coming, as well as Women's Giving Circle of Central Susquehanna Community Foundation. So we've gotten a lot of new groups this year.
And what's the mindset of the volunteers? We know they're signing up now. They're eager to help out. But something happens that day. Describe that work party that happens.
Well, so everybody will register at a United Way registration, Day of Action registration site. And then everybody scatters and goes to their own sites. And every organization does things a little bit differently. So we kind of leave it up to our agencies, you know, that are offering volunteer experiences. And people either do a full day or a half day. As Randy said, it's everything from mulching to painting to organizational projects. So it's a really great opportunity also for our volunteers to become familiar with agencies or causes they didn't really know existed.
Randy, what do you do on the day of?
I rest.
Okay, so I know you're coordinating and you're there when things get started. Do you ever go out and paint and mulch also?
Yes. Not so much as a committee, but as a Sunbury Rotarian. We've volunteered many years. And I am taking this the day off this year, so I may pop up as a surprise mulch or someplace.
All right. Well, you're one of the hard workers out at Woodmode that gets freedom to dedicate a lot of time to the United Way. So kudos to that particular company for doing that. Now, the Day of Action is April 26th. Are you interested in having more people sign up?
Yeah. I mean, we've already done the matching, but the nice thing is that every year we have one or two places that we literally cannot send them enough volunteers. So if someone wants to volunteer, we will find a place for you.
Okay, 988-0993 is the telephone number?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, and gsvuw.org. And just go through the Contact Me section of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Ways opportunity. Can you name some of the sites where these individuals will be volunteering?
Sure. We're sending people to Kids Grove. We're sending people to the Milton Public Library, the Montgomery House Library, Mount Carmel Community Garden, the Mount Carmel Historical Society, Penns Creek Adult Resource Center, Seals Grove Area Recreation, Sunbury YMCA, the Refuge in Sunbury, the Milton Salvation Army, Transitions, West End Library, City of Sunbury, Dagenstein Library. There's a long list.
Okay. Well, I heard through the grapevine you're going to be painting at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, or some of the work that will be done. That will be painting one of the fitness rooms, so that will be a real visible result from those folks. Why do you do this, Randy? You've done this for so long. You sort of have it down, so that's really to your credit.
I don't know. No one's asked me that before. I guess it's just a way for me to contribute, to help out these agencies. Try to imagine our valley without these agencies doing what they do. And they're always, like I mentioned earlier, fighting budget battles. And these are just things that don't get done without this. So any little thing I can do, I'm more than happy to do it.
Did you ever think about the dollar value of the labor put in if you had to hire a worker or a professional?
No, but that's a good idea. We should probably do that. That would be good publicity, but it's a lot.
So. Right. Well, painters get about $15 an hour. Laborers on a work crew these days are about $10 an hour to do mulches and raking and sowing. Yep. So you're up to $1 million just with just with one day.
Yeah, I think the hourly rate for nationally for a volunteer is estimated at about $26 an hour. So if you multiply our 400 volunteers times how many hours they're spending times $26 an hour, it's a pretty big spend.
All right. Yeah. So this is a big impact on the valley, and this remains a core part of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Ways mission is, in many cases, just to match up eager people, whether it's donor and volunteer or volunteer, to agency and organization or issue.
One of the things we're increasingly committed to is offering services to our partners, whether they're funded partners or government partners or education partners that we work with across the valley. We really pride ourselves on that, and we know how much they appreciate that. So beyond what we provide in grant dollars to our 36 funded partner agencies, this is another thing that we're able to do among many other things that we're able to do for them.
Right, you were at the Saudi Arabian dinner that we talked about last week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had over 50 people attend, which was incredible because Saturday night was a really busy night. And Saturday during the day was a beautiful day. So to have that many people come out to
the service dog.
Yeah,
is with
I have
us.
My dog here this morning. He wants out. But really, you know, we had Saudi Arabian students from Susquehanna University present. I sort of talked about the Saudi culture, and then they and all of their friends came and did a buffet dinner for everyone, and it just was really, really neat. And people of all ages, kids, my kids came, all the way up to seniors in the community, so it was wonderful.
All right, well, why don't you take a jet for a very brief walk here? We're going to wrap up with Randy. Anyway, we're out of time, but we have just a couple of seconds left.
Yeah.
Randy, you want to kind of summarize, give folks a pitch to either last minute get involved or just be super aware that this is an important day?
Well, it's an important day, it is, and you'll have fun. Generally, people come from groups from work, so you'll get to work with some of your friends. You will get a t-shirt, and we'll give you some chips and a bottle of water. And I like to say the only thing I do as the coordinator is to make sure that there's also a cookie involved. So you will get a cookie for showing up. I would be remiss if I didn't mention some of our sponsors.
Please. Oh, please.
Because I would make the point that the t-shirts, the cookies, all that kind of stuff, some of it's not donated, some is, but We do not spend a dime from the regular United Way fundraising towards this. So our sponsors, like Age in Place Home Care, which was our big sponsor this year, Albright Foot Care, Lackawanna College, Bowen Agency, Kind Cafe, Northumberland National Bank, Deal Deluge, Jones and Machete, McCann, Pepsi, Country Cupboard, Middlesworth, all these people make this possible.
All right. Well, fabulous. I appreciate all they do. I really have just nothing but admiration for the 400-plus volunteers.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
And for you, the coordinator, doing this really out of your own time. And
There's a whole committee. So, like I said, my big job is to make sure there's a cookie.
Okay.
So.
Okay, well, that's it. Well, you summon the meetings. I used to be involved in the minutes of those, even, didn't help much, but I was in the back row of the committee. So, all right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Randy Schroyer, Day of Action Committee Coordinator and a good Sunbury Rotarian and the cookie meister on that particular Day of Action Committee. So we always think that is important. Joanne Troutman was here a moment ago, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. She's chaining a new service dog named Jet. And he's just a cute little puppy, but
sure
sitting still is not his specialty, so you heard his protest. If you're interested in helping with the Day of Action, call 570-988-0993, or you can go to gsvuw.org.